We'll do, this is chapter 24, Chav Dalet, and this actually talks about the reward, the sachar, the reward of Levishat HaTzitzis, for putting on tzitzis, the reward, and also V'Onsha, and also the penalty for wearing a garment that has four corners without putting on the tzitzit. Uboi Ches Seifim, and it has eight Seifim. Which means you cannot really violate the mitzvah of tzitzit. You have to wear a four-cornered garment and not put on tzitzit to violate the mitzvah. But if you don't wear a four-cornered garment and you're just not putting on the tzitzit, you're not violating it, because there's no obligation from the Torah to wear tzitzit. Although it is brought down that we should be wearing the tzitzit all the time. The tzitzit reminds us of all the mitzvot, of all the special commandments that we need to do. But still, there is no obligation from the Torah directly to go and purchase a garment that has four corners and put in the tzitzit. But rather, if you have a garment that has four corners, then you should put in the tzitzit into that garment. So he says over here that section 1, Sif Aleph, Afal pi shein odom chayiv liknois talis bas dalet kinofas. Although a person isn't obligated to purchase a garment, a talis, that has four corners, kidei she yischayiv b'tzitzis, in order for him to be obligated in the midst of tzitzis, elo davke, but it's only specifically im roitzeli slabish mitalis bas dalet knofes, if he wants to put on a garment that has four corners, chayiv lahatil bo tzitzis, then he's obligated to put in tzitzis in them. But nevertheless, mikol mokoim, nevertheless, toiv v'nochein, it is proper, it is good and proper, liyos kol odom, so each person should be zohir, careful, v'zoriz, and diligent, lilbosh talis mitzuyetzis kol hayoim, to be wearing a talit with tzitzis the entire day, kidei sheyizker hamitzvos b'chol rega, in order to remember the mitzvahs in every instance, all the time. Dugma ledover, it is a similar, what would be an example for this matter, ka'odom hamazil l'chaveiroi al inyan echod, it's like a person who would be warning his friend about a certain one matter, shekoysher kesher be'ezoyrei, and he puts a knot in his belt. So a person, you want him to remember something. So today we have reminders, we have cell phones, we have other ways that we remember things. But in the olden days, how did they remind themselves of something that they needed to do, or they wanted to remember something? How did they remind themselves? So they put a knot in the belt that they wore, and they saw that it was a knot in the belt that meant, oh, we got to remember something. So when a person wants, puts an ask, kideshi iskerenu, so that he should remember that. That's why you make something different in your belt. Valkein yesh b'tzitzis heikashorim. That's why the tzitzis have five knots. Why? Keneged hei chumshe Torah. That corresponds to the five books of the Torah. It has five knots. So you're reminding you, knots,
strings, yeah.
Knots, one, two, three, four, five, in the, from the tzitzit, you have one, two, three, four, and five. Five knots. Double knots, so they're double knots. Then you have, and dalet kinofas, and then you have four corners. What do you mean, why is it in all four corners? So that wherever you turn, kedesh l'chol tzad sheyifneh yizker ha-mitzvah. So wherever you turn, you always remember the mitzvahs. There's four corners. That's what the world is, right? Four corners. East, west, north, and south. Huh?
Arba kanfos
ha-aretz.
Quick question, and we may have covered this before. When you're wearing a talus,
yes.
Why do you have to wear tzitzit? Because the talus has the tzitzit on it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right that the talis has the tzitzit on it.
So, like,
but the talit is reserved mostly just for the davening. But what happens right after you finish davening?
So you take it off and then put on the tzitzit.
Oh.
I don't know.
If one, okay, that would be, okay, that would be, I mean, I'm not sure who would want to start putting on and off their clothing in the shul or things like that. If you want to, and you know, this is sort of a constant reminder, it's your clothing. It becomes part of your clothing.
Right. But like, theoretically, if you're wearing a talis,
you are already all encompassing a tzitzit too.
And you forgot your tzitzit that morning.
Then you're okay.
Probably okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's always okay. Like I'm saying, it's better. You're not, you know, you're not violating anything.
Right, but you
it's best to do that. Yeah,
right.
But okay. Best is to do. Okay, let's do section two. So now he says that afilu mishena yochel islabish betzitzis kol hayom. Even a person who is not able to put on tzitzis all day. He doesn't say why he's not able to. He's not able to. He doesn't want to. He doesn't say. He just says he's not able to. So at least, minimally, the chol apaches yizor shiyir lavush betzitzis. At least he should wear the tzitzis b'shas krishma utfila at the time that he reads the Shema and he does the davening. Now this is an interesting halacha here that I'm reading over here. You know, in the Chabad tradition, people only wear talis once they get married. When they're not married, they don't wear a talis. But based on this sif over here, it would seem that it's proper that even if somebody walks into the shul and it's a person that doesn't wear tzitzit, at least you should put him on a talit. So that way he's going to at least be wearing the tzitzit when he's going to do the Shema and the Amida. He's going to do that. He says the minimum of that. So it almost seems to me fitting that he should put him on a talis. I don't know why. I haven't seen that practice. Maybe last they're not married. It seems to me
for the service.
It would, yeah, just for the service they should put on the talit. You know, especially, you know, in the Chabad custom, we also don't put on a talit when you go to the Torah. In some communities, they put on a talit when you go up to the Torah reading. In Chabad, we don't put on a talit necessarily.
If you're not married yet.
If you're not married, you don't put on a talit. But it seems to me, maybe that at least you should wear some tzitzit. If the person is not wearing tzitzit, you know, it's somebody coming in from the street, a college student or something. Maybe right. They should put on a talit just so they make the bracha and just so they put on some tzitzit. Yeah?
Covers you that way.
So what are your talits here are for married people that didn't bring one?
Or, you know, for anybody who wishes. I mean,
discriminate.
We don't discriminate. You know,
no, because I know in the conservative, everyone wears a talus.
Yeah.
Whether they're married or not.
Okay, I just brought it up.
That's
according
to bar mitzvah.
Okay, now, section three, it says, mitzvah lasos talis no. It's a mitzvah to make a beautiful talis. V'tzitzis no, a beautiful tzitzis. And that's actually not unique to the mitzvah of tzitzis and the talis, but v'hu adin kol ha-mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs, you have to make them beautiful. Tzorich lasis bihidur. You have to make it in perfection. Chol ma'ad efshar, as much as possible. Shenemar, because the verse states, ze keli ve'anveyu. This is my God and I will beautify him. Any mitzvah you do, you must make beautiful. Yisnael lefon of b'mitzvahs. You must beautify before Hashem by doing the mitzvahs in a beautiful way.
Does that mean talis can be different colors?
If that's something which makes it more beautiful, you think. I mean, but sometimes people will argue that the simpler, the less ungepachket, it's more beautiful.
Some crazy looking talises, you know.
Yeah, well, that's to attract, maybe some attracted some attention to themselves, maybe.
Or
You
know, just different colors.
But in generally, in Chabad, there is an emphasis of not of not sticking out or not trying to show off or
be different.
And you know, generally to be modest about things. Mainly people, if they want to really serve God, it should be in the inside, it should be done discreetly, it should be done in a modest way, not in your face kind of you know, to show off, oh, I got the nicest esrog, or I got the nicest talis, I have the most, you know, I can. It's do it in a modest way, not in a way that you're boastful, because I guess sometimes, you know, when you get enjoyment because you have the nicest talis in the shul or the nicest esrog and you're makes you feel good, you're losing part of the reward of the mitzvah because you're getting your payback as far as making you feel good. That makes you feel good. So you're not doing it for the sake of Hashem. You're doing it for your own sake. In Chabad, we find that, like in the sukkah, we keep the walls plain. We find in other ways that we don't try to make it in overly flashy, and that's part of the reason. But to make it beautiful means to good period tzitzis, a good quality wool, a good... actually, we learn about the garments of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. They were very, very expensive, and they had to be... expend a lot of money for those garments because they were supposed to be chashuv, important garments. Now, we have Siv Dalet, section 4. Mitzvah leches atzitzis biyodeh asmolis kineged liboy. It's a mitzvah to hold on to the tzitzis in your left hand, opposite your heart, at the time that you read the Shema. That's why we hold the tzitzis opposite your left, opposite your heart. Remez ledover, there is a hint for this, because the verse states, v'hoyu advarim ha'eila al levavecha. These things shall be on your heart. The words of the Torah should be on your heart. So, literally, it means you should feel and you should be attached and love God and do the mitzvahs with emotional connection. But it also means, in the physical sense, should be on your heart. Hold the tzitzis, which reminds us of all the mitzvahs, on your heart. The yesh misha imer, and there is somebody that says sheyoyches oisom, that he should hold them. Bein kmitza lizeres shel smoil, on his left hand. Again, that's his heart, is on the left side, but you hold it between the kmitza and the zeres. The zeres is the little finger. This is called the kmitza finger. The kmitza finger is the finger when the kohen used to take some flour to from the mincha. He used to sort of use this finger to straighten it out. So that's called. So you hold the tzitzis in between the last finger and the of your left hand and the finger beforehand. Shel smoil. Ukshiyagil le parshas tzitzis, and then when you come, so during the, you do that, you hold like that. By our tradition, actually, what we do is you hold it like that, but then you also wind it through the way we do it with the tzitzis. You put it between the kmitz and zeres, and then you pull it through over the top. You behind these two fingers, so you have that plus you pull it through the top. That's what we do it. Ukshagil the parshas tzitzis, but when you come to the section of the tzitzit, so then yikchem biyodeh hayimonis, you take them in your right hand, biyabit b'hem, and then you look at them. Biyu biyodeh ad sheyagiyal lenamodim venachmodim laad. They should be in his hands until he says the phrase "Naman Chodim Laad." That's after the portion of the Shema. Ba'oz yinashik atzitzis. Then you kiss the tzitzis. V'yasir em yodei, and you remove them from your hand. In Sif Hey, section 5, he says, "Toiv lihistakil b'tzitzis b'shas atifa." It is proper to look at the tzitzis at the time that you're wrapping up. Look at the tzitzis kishemavarech aleihem, when you make the blessing. At the time that you're making the blessing, you're actually covering your eyes. But it's appropriate to look at the tzitzis. Shenema, because it says...
What blessing? The tzitzit blessing?
Tzitzit blessing,
in the morning.
Morning, yeah, when you put on the talis. Shenema, because the verse states, Ud isem oisoy uzachartem. When you see them, or you'll see him, then you will remember. So we're saying that the ri'iya maybe lidei zechira. When you see, then you remember. And when you remember zechira, maybe the asiyah, that brings you to doing. So, you want to see the tzitzit. The tzitzit will remind you.
Is this the talit katan you're talking about?
I'm talking about talit gadol as well.
And both.
Both, yeah. But right now we're talking about both.
So you're supposed to sort of look at them every morning.
Yeah, look at them, and then you when you make the bracha.
In shul, right?
In shul or at home when you're doing. Mainly, this is talking about the shul because. You're talking about when you are wrapping yourself up. But the same thing would be true when you're just putting on your tzitzis as well. But it's talking about the wrapping in. Now he says, in section 6, Vav, he says, Yesh noigim listakel b'tzitzis kishemagia livir isam oisoy. In the portion of the tzitzis, you... the words Uri Isam Oisoy Uzachartem, that you will when you see Uri Isam Oisoy, that you'll see them. So when you say those words, you take a look at them, because when you're saying the words and you will see them, so they look on them. And then you put it over your eyes. So the people before you do the tzitzit, Uri Isam Oisoy, they get
the so Shema you're talking about.
That's in the portion of tzitzit, the end of right. The Shema. Uminag Yofehu, that's a good tradition. V'chimbuv mitzvah, and that's showing the mitzvah dear. It's also v'gam noigim lenashik atzitzis. and you also kiss the tzitzis b'shoshim istakel b'hem, and when you look at them. So what you do is, it's not just you're kissing your tzitzis, you're looking at them, and you put them over your eyes, and then you kiss the tzitzis. V'akol chibuv mitzvah. This all shows that you love the mitzvah. It's all an expression of the dearness of the mitzvah. Section 7. Kishemistakel b'tzitzis, when you're looking at the tzitzis, yistakel b'beis tzitzis shalofonov. You should look in the two tzitzis that are in front. Sheyesh b'masor kishorim, that has 10 knots together, 5 and 5. Remez le'eser sefiris, that is a hint for the 10 sefirot. Shein kishurim b'achuzim ze boze, which are tied, and they're knotted, and they are holding on, v'achudin zebazen, they're united one with the other. The gam yesh bahem, and there is tezayin chutim, there are 16 strands, because 8 and 8 is 16, the yud kishorim, and there's the 10 knots, oilim chavov, that's together 26, which is kishem, Havaya Baruch, which is the numerical value, the gematria of the name of Hashem, Yud K Vav K. Yud K is 15, Vav K is 16. Yud K is 15 and Vav K is 11. So together is 26. So when you have the two front tzitzit that have 8 strands, each one of them, so it's 16 plus the 10 knots that remind you of the Shem Havaya, the 26. Also, he says here that the 10 knots are a hint for the 10 sefirot. You know, when you learn the Kabbalah, you see about it, talks a lot about the 10 sefirot, which are the manifestation of God's creations in the world through the sefirot of the Holy Sefirot. But anyways, it's enough in this case. Now, Sif Ches, section 8. He says, Godel Einish Hamevatel Mitzvah Tzitzis. It's very grave, the punishment, the one who neglects the mitzvah or wastes the mitzvah of tzitzis. Baal of Nemar, with regard about him, there's a verse that states in Iyov, that's in Job, in section 38, verse 13. It says, Lechois Bekanfeis Ha'aretz. There's like harsh words from the prophet that was brought down over there, and it says, "V'chol hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis, anyone who is careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis is zoyche v'roye pnei hashchina, will merit and will see the face of the divine." That is the merit, and that's the special privilege of the mitzvah of tzitzis.